Casey Knock, this is Gentry.
Hey, Gentry.
Yes.
Hi, Michael Richardson out here in St. Louis. My suit's ID is MR2934. Merry Christmas.
Hold on. You said Richards?
Yes.
Richardson. What was your suit?
MR2934.
2934?
Yes.
And you're somewhere, where'd you say, in St. Louis?
I'm at the Ledoux switch.
Okay.
And we have a problem.
You had a problem or have a problem?
We have a problem.
Have a problem. At the STP by chance, or?
Hello?
Yeah, Ledoux, is it the STP or?
Yeah, that's the central office that I'm at right now. I'm a sales tech, basically. I'm out here doing some type of field management out here. We have a problem, a big problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem. I came in here today after getting the call, and apparently some kids broke in. I'm assuming it's kids because there's a cheap little rock through the window. Okay?
Okay.
And what happened is, basically, the switch was not good. It's not a good Christmas present for the switch.
Switch not good. All
yeah, basically.
Right. You are talking to the wrong person right now. I tell you.
Well, what's the supervisor doing?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I just got forwarded to here. Michael Richardson out here at the Ledoux switch.
Uh-huh.
Whose ID is MR2934. We have a problem out here.
What happened?
Some kids apparently broke into the central office last night. I came in here. I got an emergency call. I came in here. There was a rock through the window. The doors were left. I'm not going to say left unlocked, but they had been unlocked because no kid could have crawled through that window. It was too small. So apparently, I don't know what happened, but the switch is sort of damaged.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
we're
going to
need... What kind of switch is it?
What?
What kind of switch is it? VMS?
No, it's a 5E.
A 5E?
Yeah. We're basically going to need all calls, just put it through to, I don't know, a busy or something until we get this resolved. Until they do switch.
All calls busy?
Yeah, basically, I mean... Some type of disconnected tone. I mean, I'm just a field engineer. I shouldn't even be in here right now, but I got called in.
Okay.
So if you can go ahead and just basically route all calls to some type of error message to the Ledoux switch, that'd be great.
Okay. What's your name again?
Michael Richardson.
Michael. Okay.
Can you go ahead and do that for me?
Yes. Yeah. We'll do
all
that.
All right. You know when that'll be done by?
I don't know. What's the number I can call you back on?
But the switch is damaged. I mean, hold on. I don't know this. I don't know the number to the cell phone.
Oh.
We can barely even get calls through. So, I mean, I can call you guys back in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll get started on this right away.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Goodbye.
Kenzie, knock this, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa. Can I speak to the supervisor, please?
Sure. Hold on.
Thanks.
All right.
Hello? Don't worry. Caroline, are you there?
Sir, hold on. I'll transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
Kansas City Knock. This is Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Michael Richardson again.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of the office supervisor right now.
At the Ledoux switch? I'm at the Ledoux switch.
Yeah, well, I have the Charlie Warbler on here on the line with me, and he told me to get a hold of the central office switch. I've called CNOC, and they're not showing any blocked calls or anything.
Yeah, we don't have any blocked calls yet. We need the calls blocked because we're afraid that, the switch is just going to stop functioning.
Well, like I said, he told me not to do it until we got the central office, the supervisor for the Ledoux switch.
Well, the supervisor for the Ledoux switch isn't even around.
Well,
I'm just doing what I
was told.
I see. Cause it's kind of an emergency because the switch right now is making like a whirling noise.
Do you want to talk to Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
He wants you to call in on our bridge at 816-275.
Hold on. 816-275-1616. 1616.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Dude, what's the bridge number?
What?
Yes!
What is that?
I know it is Kansas City. That's where their main knock is.
Why are you doing this to Kansas City?
We're not. We have to talk to the supervisor. Hey, did you hang up on her?
No.
Hold on.
Hang up.
I heard the beep.
All right. It
didn't.
Off the KC Bridge. 816-275-1616. Like what?
All right, it's ringing.
Okay, it's ringing. Shh. I'm doing business, dude. Hello.
Hello. Who just came on the line?
This is Michael Richardson.
Yeah, Mike Charlie Wolver here in the knock.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, not too good. What's going on with Ledoux?
Oh, man. Apparently, some kids broke into the central office over here.
Yeah.
And the switch is making whirling noises. And we're just afraid it might stop functioning. It's a 5E.
It's making whirling noises?
Yes.
What kind of engineer are you?
Huh?
Are you a maintenance engineer? Or?
No, I'm just a outside tech, but I'm the only person that would
come. Oh, okay.
An outside tech?
Yes.
See, we're not seeing any alarms or anything. Carolyn, we need to get a technician out there. We need, now we just had Renee on the bridge. She's the duty manager up there, right? Is she duty over Ledoux, too?
Renee. Renee who?
Richardson or something?
Renee Richardson.
Robertson. That's it, Robertson.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It's Kathy Robertson, or Renee is what she calls herself.
Yeah, I don't normally work here at the CO.
Yeah. But is there any water or moisture getting in? Where's the actual broken windows?
Sort of, because the snow is kind of leaking in.
Yeah, because we'll need to hang some plastic up, but you're saying there you're hearing some noise like something's got wet or something, huh?
Yeah, it's whirling, like you know the fans and stuff?
Uh-huh.
They're whirling. They're not good.
Yeah, Carolyn? We need to get somebody out there, a switchman. We need to get the duty manager involved. This is a police issue also. Somebody's broke into the building.
Somebody need to call security?
Yeah, let's get... Carolyn, have you called... who is the duty over Kirkwood? Or Ledoux, rather. Is that Renee still, or?
Mom.
Because she talks like she's up there in St. Louis, so.
Yeah, I've never heard of her. That's probably just because I'm a tech. I really don't normally work here, but they just wanted me to come in here and check it out.
Who wanted you to come in there?
There was nothing stolen. It's just, maybe the window was broken or something from a rock, and the moisture got in, and it's making the noises. Because some neighbor last night reported that, They had heard something.
Oh, so you were called. I mean, we not like I said, we're not getting any alarms. There wasn't any intrusion alarm or anything.
Ladue Tandem Duty Soup is Roy Hart.
Okay, let's
Roy.
Roy Hart.
Let's get him involved. Matter of fact, just page him to dial into this bridge, and you can stay on here.
Hello, this is Renee.
Yeah, Renee.
Yeah, I didn't get George. I left a message, however, I did page him and put this bridge number in.
Okay, well, we've got a major problem at Ladue now. Looks like some kids threw a brick through a window, and there's moisture getting in the office.
Okay, now I don't know who's duty for
this. Well, we just found out that's Roy Hart, so we're going to get him. So this bridge will be up a while.
Oh, it will? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, this is Michael Richardson. I'm wondering if you guys can go ahead and, to give the switch a break, is there any way that you can, I mean, I'm not really familiar with switch operation, but is there any way that you guys can, you know, I don't know, like, you know how we do a busy out whenever we're working on phone lines? Is there any way you can just busy
out? This is a tandem. So the only way we can do is have CNOC restart rerouting calls.
All right.
But right now, I don't want to be doing anything like that till we really see what the situation is. What you're hearing is the fans, right?
Right.
We need to get a switch tech in there before we start impacting traffic.
Yeah, it's really not good being Christmas and everything.
Yeah, Carolyn's going to get a hold of Roy Hart now. She just took the number.
And Roy Hart's the supervisor there as the CO?
Says duty manager for this weekend. The CO supervisor is supposed to be Thomas Patterson.
Yeah, that is Thomas.
And the other thing, we might even put out a knock page, Carolyn. Or I can do that. Get Kennedy involved in this. We need somebody who makes some, right now it's affecting, but Mike might be right. We might be on the verge of having some problems. That's why we need a tech out there right away.
Excuse me, I've got to get another line. Just a minute. Just a minute.
Oh my God!
What?
The switch. Okay.
Okay. Hello.
The switch is going nuts.
George is in there.
I just saw switch lights just flashing.
What was that?
I saw switch lights just flashing rapidly, and the fans just died.
What office are we talking about?
We're talking about Ladue Tandem.
Oh, you're a Ladue. Did George come in?
Yeah, Roy's here. Hang on just a moment.
That Roy is here.
Hey, this is George White.
George.
Yes.
Okay, they're talking about two offices now. They're talking about Kennett and Ladue.
Okay, what's wrong with Kennett?
Kennett, the problem is there is something aboard that needs to be changed out, and they want to determine if it's...
I'm back. Let me see here. Did somebody try calling Tom Patterson?
Wait a minute. George?
Yeah.
I think that we need to drop off, and you can call me on my line.
Which is?
On my cell phone. 314.
Hey, is it normal? Is it normal?
Your name?
Yeah.
Okay, 314.
402.
402?
0391. That's my cell phone.
0391.
Yeah.
402-0391.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, and who's this, Renee?
Yeah, I'm on for something else, Roy. I'm on for Kennett down south.
Well, what's happened down at Kennett?
The switch is down. They need to have the board changed out, and
okay.
George White's going to call me.
Is this on... Is this a call for Ladue also?
Yeah.
Roy, this is Charlie Wolver. We've got... an outside tech in the office. Apparently somebody's thrown a brick through the window of the office. Because of the snow, so the moisture's in there. He's saying the fans are making unusual noises. Matter of fact, Mike, you still on here?
The fans are dead now.
Fans are dead. We're not seeing the alarms. Who's, Carolyn?
Yeah, just
one. Who's watching Ladue? Can we get them to dial in on the bridge, too? I want to know what kind of, if they're seeing anything. The last thing was we're not seeing any alarms at all.
Okay, well, hang on here. Let's
get. Yeah, he's going to get on the bridge with us, Charlie.
Okay.
Can somebody call Tom Patterson's home number, please, or give me the number?
They have already paged Tom Patterson.
What about Chris Young?
No.
Could you give me his home number?
His number?
Chris Young.
I need his home number.
Yeah.
636-441-0195 for Chris Young.
636-441-0195.
And now, who is Chris Young?
That's Tom Patterson's boss.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't think, I mean, you know, this isn't just logic talking about it, but I don't think the switch is supposed to kind of be making smoke.
636-441, what was his number?
0195.
0195.
Do we need to get the fire department headed that way also?
Yeah.
The switch is on fire.
What?
I'm getting out of here. The switch is on fire.
Get out of there.
Very light, wispy.
Get out of there. Yeah, Chris Young there?
The switch is on fire.
Hey, Chris. Got bad shit going on at Ladue. Water damage. Somebody threw a brick through the window. I'm just getting caught up on it. Switch is on fire. I've got the fire department police on the way. Yeah, Ladue. And you want me to get in my car and start heading in or just control it from here? Nope, we got a page in for him, and then I called you right away. I told everybody to get out of Ladue.
I'm standing outside it right now.
Outside
people coming out the window.
I've got the police and the fire on the way.
Hey, Carolyn.
I'll get on my cell phone.
You're
get
right
back on this bridge.
Do we have anybody on the bridge watch that's on that switch?
Yes.
1-6-1-6.
People up in surveillance that are on the switch.
Got a fire alarm.
Hello?
I just got a page 3 minutes ago.
Hello? Is Keith still on the line for Kenneth?
There was an explosion.
There's an explosion, they're saying?
There's something going on. Have we got any alarms?
Chris. Hey, can somebody get that guy that's in there, make sure everybody's out of there, and get the hell out of that building? Chris, I don't know what's going on. I'm catching everything.
Oh, my God.
There's a fire alarm.
There is a fire alarm?
The switch just went up.
There's no fire alarm. The fan.
All right.
Weird shit.
The wheel's rolling, but there's something's not making sense here. But let's react to it.
I'll get on my cell phone and start heading that way. Okay, bye. I need my coat and my cell phone.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Mike Richardson, are you still on here?
Yes, okay. I'm just watching in awe.
What's your suit's ID?
MR2934.
Okay, are we sure everybody's out of that building?
Yes, nobody else was in there but me.
Okay, now, do we have the police and fire rolling? Can somebody tell me if the fire department's rolling?
I don't see anything right now. I'm standing out on the street.
Okay, I'm asking somebody in dispatch, has fire been called?
That's what we're trying to find out. Do we want to go ahead and...
Yes.
Get
them out. We want the fire and the police department rolling.
We've already called the police department.
Okay, let's get the fire rolling. I'm going in.
No indication of trouble in the STPs there in that building yet.
Okay, I've got to go into St. Louis. Okay, guys,
Charlie?
Yeah?
What was that? Suits ID?
All right, let's see now. If it's MR294.
29 what?
34.
And he's Michael T. Richardson at Chosen Phone.
Okay, did somebody call the fire?
Yes, we have the fire department.
Okay, make sure they get rolling.
Yeah, we did. Is that of Nashville?
Okay. Give me a cold shoulder. I'll be back as quick as I can. It may be days.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Stay here.
Shit, it's hit the seat. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Do you see smoke coming out the building?
Yes.
636.
Oh my gosh.
387.
We're still not seeing any alarms out of any of the STP, the 5E, no power alarms, anything out of that office?
Not on the STP.
Do we have anybody on this bridge that's watching the 5E?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, they said they didn't see it, Charlie. You didn't hear them. Yeah, this is not.
And the middle row, there's no fire alarm, no indication at all.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey. We have 3 5Es. We don't see any alarms on those 3 5Es.
No STP alarms, no power alarms, no fire alarms.
I just got any STP solid through data kit. I'm waiting for the stat alarm state all on.
We have dispatched a fire and the police.
And who's this?
This is Jack.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
I got a miscellaneous alarm, an ICT VT major, but I don't think that has anything to do with this.
Hold on.
The only one I see.
It's tampered with the alarm. I'm not sure.
Well, you did cross, talk to Chris Young.
Yeah, Chris Young's getting a hold of Patterson. He's on his way in. He'll be on his bridge in just a moment.
Okay.
Glass just shattered.
Okay, so this is Keith Denning. Kenneth?
Yeah, Keith.
I just talked to George.
Yeah.
He called in here on the other line.
Yeah.
He wants to fix that tonight.
Okay, so are you the guy?
I'm gonna come in about 11:30, I guess.
Okay. You just reload the ticket to yourself?
No, it's loaded right now to me, so.
Okay, I'll go ahead and defer the NMA.
I won't do anything to it until then. Of course, we'll have to come in and de-block it. Is there someone going to be in LTA?
Yes.
Okay. I guess they want me to work with LTA then tonight. Is that right?
You got that number?
Yes, I've got their number.
He's got it.
Well, I'll be in here between 11 and 11:30 tonight then.
Okay.
I'm going to drop off here and then go home.
I'll leave him a note.
Talk to whoever tonight then.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who we got?
This is Michael Richardson still. I'm standing outside the building.
Hey, Mike, what you seeing there?
I'm seeing basically smoke. I saw a window shatter. I heard an explosion.
Where are you seeing smoke from? Can somebody give me Bernie Slarmer's number?
The NSMC still is not seeing any kind of trouble.
I don't know. Maybe the kids tampered with the alarm.
So they asked for it, he didn't get it. Yeah, if this is an ex-phone guy that did this, you're not going to see nothing if you did it right.
Yeah, but we will. NSMC would definitely see if we are having any blockies. There's nothing he could do to keep that from showing up because that's
right.
A tandem.
Right.
And the same thing with the STP.
Who just came in?
This is Charles Kennedy.
Hey, Charles.
What do we know so far?
We got a tech there that's got a brick through a window. He's seeing smoke, and he heard an explosion.
But Charles, this is Charlie Wober. We're seeing zero alarms.
Hello.
No alarms in the switches, no alarms in the STP.
Hello, this is Tom Patterson and Chris Young.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
It's Roy. He's
going
to go through a briefing of what they got so far.
Well, hold on, man. Let's stop for a second.
Well, Jeff Cordy's working today.
Yeah, Jeff's over at Ladue. We just talked to Jeff. And he has no idea what's going on. I guess we don't either. What do we think is going on?
Michael, let the outside guy that's standing outside tell you what's going on, what he sees.
All I know is I went in there. There was some brick or something had gone through the window.
Where at? Where
moisture at? Happened. The fan started making noises. Then they stopped.
Stop.
Broke out.
Where did you go in?
I left, I heard an explosion.
Brick through the Ladue. What floor? Let's start from the beginning. Where did you go in at?
At the bottom.
The bottom?
The basement?
The basement?
Yes.
Around the side, the entrance on the side?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a brick thrown through the window there?
No, on one of the top floors.
He said he heard an explosion.
Okay.
And he says he sees smoke pouring out the building.
One of the windows and part of the roof is caving in.
Okay. Do we have fire department headed that way?
Yes, yeah, we do.
At 135 North Lundberg.
Now, you said there's a tech at Ledoux's or a way we can get a hold of him.
Who's the outside tech?
That's me, Michael Richardson.
Hey, Michael, you're at 135 North Lundberg?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You're at Ledoux and Lundberg?
Oh, my God.
What?
This cannot be happening.
What?
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
People are, like, crowding around. Like, okay. It is, like...
Hey, Mike, are you sure it's your 135 North Lindbergh?
I'm pretty sure. I can't even really think right now. I'm just looking at...
Okay, well...
I'll go...
Chris. Yeah, we need more people over there.
Well, Jeff's over there now, and he's...
But he's at the Ledoux office, right?
Yeah, he's inside
the
Ledoux
office. Get out of there!
Don't
go near there!
We're 8 to 4.
Yeah. I'm afraid this guy's at a different office. We need to find out... Hey, the outside guy?
Yes.
Who's the outside guy there?
That's me.
Michael.
Okay. I'm going to drop off for a second.
Oh, no. Okay. No, that was Paul Kennedy.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Is Michael, you still on here?
Yes.
Michael Richardson?
Yes.
Can I use the phone, Brandon?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
We need to find out for sure where you're at. Exactly where you're at.
You know what? I just got something to tell you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from your friends in the freaking community.
Oh, jeez.
you can't.
Never mind. I'll just use my cell phone.
You can't tell me that wasn't a little bit funny.
Are they hung up on?
No.
No beef.
They're still on.
Cock planet.
Is Mike on here?
Yes, it's me.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Brad on the line.
Yes, the switch has exploded.
Speak with Charles Kennedy.
Let me speak to George Bush, please. Put the president on the line.
Wow.
That was
hey, Chris?
Yes.
Is Chris still on
there? Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Well, we have some phone freakers on the line, and they're just playing pranks on us. There's no fire.
The thing is, this is Charlie Wolver. We asked for a suits ID. He gave a correct suits ID.
You know why? Because we're the freakers.
I think they're phone ninjas. We are the kettle.
Hey, Charlie, did they say that there's a technician working in
there? They're phone freakers, miss. They're messing with the bridge.
They know all about Douglasville.
Can you call in on 816-275-1616?
The fire department's here.
Fire department.
Hey, what's up?
I love Southwestern Bell. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy Hanukkah.
And a happy
Hanukkah
on the new year.
While in a group conference, you can touch 0 to exit, touch 1 to enter a private one-on-one consultation, press 2 or C to get your caller code, press 4 or H for this help message, touch 8 or T for time left on your call, or pound to hear the number of people in the conference.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello? Is Southwestern Bell up in this?
Hello, this is the
bitch.
We have phone freakers.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Chris Young?
Yeah, I'm on. This is Chris Young.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hello, this is Dennis Hogan.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
You got pranked.
There's no fire at Ledoux?
Definitely not. Definitely.
Fire at Ledoux is coming from your ass.
Hey, you know what? You guys are going to tell when we find out who you are. We will find out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You think we'd call it the CNOC without covering our bases first?
Hey, I want to tell you something. I almost had a heart attack, pal. You come out here and I'll kick your ass up around your ears.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty to me.
You shouldn't threaten people over the phone. It's not nice.
Not illegal. You're going to jail. But I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Is Chris Young on here?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Fuck you, this isn't Chris.
This is Chris. This is Chris Old.
Hey, what's up?
I sense hostility on the line.
Hey, what's up there, tough guy? Over there at Southwestern Bell. Hack it up.
Southwestern Bell. We're tough guys.
Hello.
Hey, I'll tell you. Hey.
Yo.
This is Sarah Girl on the bridge.
Excuse me?
This is Sue Carey Girl. I'm on the bridge.
Oh, that's good.
How you doing, Sue?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
You listen to these assholes. It's
what are you wearing?
Welcome to the party.
Sue, this is Roy Hart.
Yeah.
Let's twist the J and get
Can
it
you
on.
Call me on my cell phone? This is a prank. I want to talk to you.
Let's twist the J.
Hey, Roy?
Yeah.
Roy, this is Dennis Hogan. Hey, Roy?
Yeah, Dennis.
Page me back. Tell me what's going on, will you?
Well, Dennis, I don't have my book with me. I left in such a hurry.
Okay.
You're going to have to call me on my cell phone. You know, I have to look
phone?
It up.
What's your
I don't want Roy? These assholes to get it.
Okay,
Roy,
I'll get it, Roy.
Roy, what's your number? Roy, give me your number.
Roy, would you like to touch my cock?